present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us today on a visit to Ipswich. Yes. In 2015, Ipswich was rated as the third happiest place to live in the UK. Yeah. Coming in at number one and number two were anywhere and else. The Ipswich Transport Museum attracts fans of antique trams and vintage buses from around the world. The museum was recently licensed to conduct marriages and hopes one day to hold a ceremony for its members, just as soon as one of them gets a girlfriend. One of the town's most popular tourist attractions is the Cluetopia Ipswich Escape Rooms. Visitors pay to be trapped in a series of horrifying rooms from which they have to escape. Of course, if Cluetopia is fully booked, a similar experience can be enjoyed simply by checking into the Travel Lodge on Duke Street. Actor Ralph Fiennes was born in Ipswich in 1962. Although his first name is spelled R-A-L-P-H, it's pronounced Rafe. A recent survey showed only 9 babies were called Rafe in the UK last year. Mind you, that's still 9 more than Rolf. Ed Sheeran grew up in nearby Framlingham and as a teenager used to busk in Ipswich town centre. One of his favourite pictures was outside the Tesco Express on Tavern Street. Young Ed proved to be a favourite with shoppers who looked at him and thought, he's going to be a star and I must remember to buy ginger nuts. The Ipswich waterfront is home to the University of Suffolk. Established in 2007, Suffolk University was placed 105th in the Sunday Times Good Education rankings, just one place below Hogwarts. Local team Ipswich Town FC are called the Blues or the Tractor Boys. The Blues because that's the colour of their home strip, and the Tractor Boys because that's what their highest earning players drive to work. Literary legend George Orwell lived in Suffolk. Born Eric Blair, the author took his celebrated surname from the local River Orwell. Imagine what kind of loser takes his surname from the name of a river. Really? What, in Scotland? As I said, what a great idea, naming yourself after a river. Funnily enough, an author from Diss recently decided to follow Orwell's example using his own local waterway, the River Waveney. He's now known as Nigel Fullershit. Speaking of which, let's meet the teams. On my right, please welcome Andy Hamilton and Henning Vane. And on my left, Vicky Pepperdine and Ipswich resident Omid Jalili. And taking her place at the desk next to me to enjoy an evening of scoring, please welcome the ever delightful Samantha. Well, we start this week with some new additions to the Uxbridge English Dictionary. A good dictionary is essential for learning the correct use of similar terms. For example, many people don't know the subtle difference between the words bleaching and tie-dyeing. Well, to bleach means to cause a material to become lighter by a chemical process or by exposure to sunlight, whereas to tie-dye means to clean something up in Birmingham. But the meanings of words are constantly changing, team, so your suggestions, please, of any new definitions you may have spotted recently. Vicky, you can start.
Cellulite, a shop that sells lamps.
Omid.
Celery, A bit like a basement.
Henning?
Capable. Anyone with a neck.
And Andy? I don't know why I came to you at that point.
No, I don't. Girdle. A word game for ventriloquists.
Information. The red arrows.
Maximum. Very fat mother.
Disputing. What not to do in Moscow.
Baby monitor, a young lizard.
Decant, Cockney for Piers Morgan.
Farrago, a letter from your bank informing you that they're closing your account. Because you're a pain in the arse.
Jockstrap, device for catching Scottish people.
Aroma, singular gypsy.
Farsi, a Persian telescope.
Officiate. The cause of his food poisoning.
Plank, Japanese practical joke.
Arty Farty, the two Teletubbies who were dropped after the initial pilot.
Molasses, the rear ends of moles.
Bastardise, chronic ophthalmic defect that afflicts football referees.
Mirth, what a Geordie uses for eating and speaking.
Bin man, someone who is now a woman.
OK, well, the teams are going to sing along to some well-known songs in the round called Pick Up Song. Yeah. Suffolk is home to many famous musicians, Ed Sheeran, Charlie Simpson from Busted and Bill Wyman from the Rolling Stones. The octogenarian rocker lives in Bury St Edmunds, Suffolk's second most popular town after Bury Noel Edmunds. In this round, Samantha will spin the discs and each of you teams will sing along to your records until Samantha turns the music down. If on its return you're within a gnat's crotchet of the original, I'll be awarding points, and points mean a frankly sickening display of mass puerility. What do points mean?
Prizes!
Yes, and this week's prize comes courtesy of the Saudi Arabian Cricket Federation. It's a pair of front row seats at the Lashes. Now, Vicky, you're to start, and I'd like you to accompany Olivia Newton-John singing Hopelessly Devoted.
Guess mine is not the first heartbroken. My eyes are not the first to cry. I'm not the first to know there's no getting over you. I'm hopelessly devoted to you. But now there's nowhere to hide. Since you pushed my love aside, I'm out of my head. I'm hopelessly devoted to you. Hopelessly devoted to you.
OK, you're next, Henning, and I'd like you to accompany Nina. singing Neuner Neunschnick Luftballons. And in case any of you don't speak German like I do, I'll translate that. It translates as 99 air balloons or 99 red balloons, as we know it.
Du etwas Zeit für mich, dann singe ich ein Lied für dich von 99 Luftballons auf ihrem Weg zum Horizont. Denkst du vielleicht gerade an mich? Dann singe ich ein für dich von 99 Luftballons und dass sowas von sowas kommt. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. 99 Luftballons auf ihrem Weg zum Horizont hielt man für UFOs aus dem All. Darum schickte ein General eine Fliegerstaffel hinterher, Alarm zu geben, wenn so wär. Dabei waren dort am Horizont nur 99
Luftballons. Ah, yeah, honey. It's the one and only decent German song, and you murdered it. Okay, you're next, Andy Hamilton, and I'd like you to accompany Edith Piaf. Yes. Singing Non, je ne regrette rien. For those of you who don't speak French like I do, that translates as No, I don't regret nothing.
Non, je ne regrette rien, ni le bien qu'on m'a fait, ni le mal, tout ça m'est bien égal. Non, je ne regrette rien. C'est pavé, balayé, oublié, je me fous,
je me fous du passé.
Marvellous, thank you, Andy. Of course, what listeners at home couldn't see is that Andy actually brought his own tumble dryer in to sit on. Finally, would you, Omid Jalili, would you please accompany the boy band Blue singing All Rise?
Yo, yo. Your Honor, please, gotta believe what I say. What I will tell happened just the other day. I must confess, 'cause I had about enough. I need your help, gonna make these things here stop. Baby, I swear I tell the truth about all the things you used to do. And if you thought you had me fooled, I'm telling you now, objection overruled. Oh, baby, one for the money and a free ride. It's two for the lies that you denied. All rise. All rise. Three for the lies if you did a catch. Three for the times if you did a catch.
Marvellous. Well, the teams are going to do a spot of acting now for us in the round called Sound Charades. This game is all about miming the theatrical technique of suggesting action, character, or emotions without words. Germany's most famous mime was Otto Spengler, whose groundbreaking performances often ran counter to the mime orthodoxy of the day. Few would forget Spengler's appearance at the 1930 Berlin Mime Festival, when he outraged mime connoisseurs by controversially walking with the wind. A fierce critic of the regime, Spengler was jailed by the Nazis in 1939. In that year, he managed to escape from prison 9 times. It was only after his 9th escape that the authorities decided to incarcerate him in a notorious Spandau prison and not an invisible glass cube. Well, in our version of the game entitled Sound Charades, team members are permitted the use of their voices. So, Andy and Henning, you're to start, please, and your title will shortly be displayed to the audience via the laser display screen. And for listeners at home, here's the mystery voice.
Cat on a hot tin roof. Cat on a hot tin roof.
OK, you'll be guessing this one, Vicky and Omid, so off you go, please. Andy and Henning.
It's a play and a film, 6 words. Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. How did that poor thing get up there?
I don't know, but the temperature is very high today and the structural covering is made from extremely conductive alloy.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, it's poor little feet, must...
Pause.
Oh, OK. It's poor little feet, must...
Pause.
But I did pause. Oh, right, sorry, pause, sorry, yeah. Pause, course, yeah, yeah.
So I see English is your second language as well.
Has anyone rung the RSPCA?
Yes, they have, but they're busy rescuing a couple of donkeys who play centre-back for Ipswich Town.
Yeah. OK, so, oh, that poor creature, how did he get up there? Did it jump? Who's its owner?
My neighbour. Oh, here he comes. Hello there. We were just wondering how your pet got all the way up there, Mr. Zuma.
Something to do with the cat.
Yeah.
Yes.
Cat. Mm-hmm.
Definitely something to do with the cat.
And a hot tin roof.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
OK, your turn, Vicky and Omid. Your title is now being exhibited on the laser display board, and here again is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Free Willy. Free Willy.
OK, so it's film?
Yes.
It's 2 words.
2 words.
2 words.
Hello. I'd like to buy a pair of testicles, please.
Well, you're in luck, madam. We actually have the complete set on offer today.
What? The whole package? And for the price of the testicles on their own?
That's right, madam. You buy the testicles, you get the rest on the house.
So if it's on the house, it's free?
Correct.
Is it Free Willy?
Correct.
Yes. Yes. Well, this next round is called In My Pants and is all about proverbs. Many proverbs have been adapted or shortened over the years. For example, blood is thicker than water was originally blood is thicker than water, although not as thick as someone from Great Yarmouth. So in this game, In My Pants teams, your task is to suggest well-known proverbs, while mine is simply to say the phrase In My Pants immediately after each proverb, but without laughing. OK, so you can start, Andy.
Good things come in small packages.
In My Pants. Vicky.
Two heads are better than one.
In My Pants. Henning.
It never rains, but it pours.
In My Pants. Omid.
In the kingdom of the blind, the one-eyed man is king.
In My Pants.
Easy come, easy go.
In My Pants.
There's many a good tune played on an old fiddle.
In My Pants.
The shit's hit the fan.
In My Pants.
The more the merrier.
In My Pants.
A woman's work is never done.
In My Pants.
Don't teach your grandma to suck eggs.
In My Pants.
One swallow does not make a summer.
In My Pants.
Nothing. Nothing at all.
God moves in a mysterious way.
In My Pants.
Accidents will happen.
Well, now for a round that's all about the world of television, which has seldom seen such a myriad of new programme commissions. For example, Netflix has recently commissioned Charlie Brooker to produce an unsettling dystopian show about people learning to drive. It's called Black Mirror Signal Maneuver. Now, the people whose job it is to come up with ideas for radio and TV shows can be remarkably lazy with their programme titles, so I'll ask the teams to share examples of programmes where the content has been contrived to suit what someone thought would make a clever title. Andy, you can start.
Now streaming on Netflix, an Agatha Christie classic, as Monsieur Poirot tries to deduce which Frenchman has blocked the toilet on one of the world's most iconic trains. That's Mad on the Orient Express.
Henning.
This afternoon on Channel 4, a craft expert describes how using just felt, glue and scissors, she managed to repair her cat. That's the handmade tale tonight at 8.
Vicky.
Now on ITV, a documentary about the lowest paid male strippers in the UK. That's Bargain Hunk.
Ahmed.
Ben Shepherd hosts the new game show where celebrities consume copious amounts of alcohol in search of that final drink that sends them over the edge. Tipping Pint.
Tonight on BBC One, the popular drama series set in a Yorkshire town that follows a group of residents in their attempts to prevent an epidemic of scurvy, that last mango in Halifax.
Tonight, a documentary about heroin addiction presented by father and daughter duo Zoe and Johnny Ball. That's Smack and the Balls. After the break.
Over on CBBC, it's a throwback to the 70s, when a studio full of unruly schoolchildren are given the choice of sitting through a live show from the host of this programme or receiving a potentially lethal dose of Class A drugs. That's Crackle Jack. Over.
Tomorrow morning on CBeebies, keep the kids entertained with the charming animated adventures of a man with church bells for buttocks. That's Clang Arse tomorrow morning at 10 a.m.
And next on BBC One, Jay Blades and his team of expert restorers fail miserably to mend much-loved antiquities belonging to members of the public, thus plunging them into an abyss of black hopeless misery. That's The Despair Shop.
And now a harrowing film about prisoners of war forced to clear up fly tipping in the Severn Estuary. The Fritch in the River Wye.
Next on Channel 4, Rachel Riley examines just how many duck feathers there are in the average duvet in Countdown.
For all your romantics, a man who can't find love starts playing the bagpipes for 24 hours in the Yorkshire Dales. That's Sleepless in Seattle at 8 o'clock.
If you prefer your TV free of woke PC nonsense, head over to Talk TV, where you can see non-stop coverage of a former Good Morning Britain presenter enduring a particularly painful intimate piercing. That's Pierced Organ Uncensored. 24/7 on Talk TV.
Well, it's very nearly the end of the show, but there is just time to squeeze in a round called German Film Club. Samantha loves German dogs and has been paying regular visits to a Bavarian gentleman farmer friend who's a very keen breeder. Samantha's taken a couple of videos of their walks in the hills. The first shows his boxers going off like a shot. And in the second, a large German shepherd pants around his ankles, evidently very pleased to see her. It's another celebrity contribution. Just Stick to country file, John Craven. Anyway, teams, in this round, I'd like you please to suggest the titles of films likely to appeal to Germans. All right, you can start this one, Andy.
Hairspray.
Vicky.
Conan the Bavarian.
Omid.
Hitler on the Roof.
Henning.
Carry On Up to Kaiser.
Frau Willy. The Spy Who From the Cold In Came. <That's good. laughs>
20,000 Bundesleaks Under the Sea.
Hörnig, ich habe die Kinder geschrunken.
Meet the Fockers.
Back to the Führer.
Audi West was one.
The Importance of Being Ernst.
The Pink Panzer.
Anything starring Black Forest Whitaker, Kaiser Minnelli, or Guten Morgen Freeman.
He's just not that into you, boat.
Stasi and Hutch.
Nine and a half weeks.
The Great Recapture.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the clueless contestants of time don the bargain hunt fleeces of fate, and the cracked Clarice Cliff of calamity fails to turn a profit at the almost empty auction of antiquities, I notice it's the end of the show. So from the teams, Samantha, myself, and our audience here in Ipswich, it's goodbye. Goodbye.
Andy Hamilton, Henning Vane, Vicky Pepperdine and Omid Jalili were being given silly things to do by Jack D, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultants were Fraser Steele and Stephen Dick, and the producer was John Naismith.
Jack D and the team will be back at the same time next week. I'm sorry I haven't...